Today's episode is brought to you by the makers and fixers of Snap-on. The makers and fixers keep the world moving. They're the backbone of the world, whether we're talking about manufacturing, customizing, restoration, performance, or maintenance. I know a lot of makers and fixers. I know you guys out there are makers and fixers. And guess what? The folks at Snap-on want to hear from you. Makers and fixers, they not only made your car, they keep it running, help you make it awesome. Theirs is not just a job, it's a calling. And now Snap-on wants to hear from you. Go to makersandfixers.com/spikescarradio, makersandfixers.com/spikescarradio, or check out the Makers and Fixers account on Instagram and tell them your story, and you may end up a Snap-on maker and fixer. Let's start the show.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spikes Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast, Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Right. We're as cold as ice.
You never take advice.
This is going to make you laugh. Los Angeles is on track to see the longest cold streak we've ever had in 35 years. We are almost 8 consecutive days below 60 degrees.
And we could all perish.
We may all die. Here it is. Yeah. Can you believe that was in the news?
I mean,
8 consecutive days under 60. How will we survive?
You know,
good Lord. This is why people hate us. This is why they hate us. Stories like that.
I mean, that's the plot. That's the opening line to L.A. story. It's like,
okay,
that.
Well, anytime you're 20 degrees below normal, it's going to feel cold. So if you're in Chicago, it's supposed to be 30.
They
and
can't
it's 10.
Say the longest cold streak and the temperature is 59. We were in bathing suits if it was 59 degrees in the river, root beer water, the Town River, swimming.
But you remember in L.A. stories, like, last night it got down to 58 degrees. Let's go door to door. How did you survive?
And but we're supposed to learn from that moment to not complain.
No.
I'm complaining.
There was a lot of snow.
Oh, yeah.
It was lovely. There was a lot of rain.
I tried to get up to the snow. Roads were closed.
Yeah, I know. A lot
heard
of
that. Big Bear. Yeah, nobody could get up to Big Bear.
No, they couldn't get out.
I couldn't get up to Angeles Crest because everybody went on Friday. Not everybody. My friends with four-wheelers went up there, and I tried to go on Sunday, and then it was just shut down at the bottom.
Wow.
Horrible. Sucks. Right stuff. Hate that
but
shit.
But I think we're finally done.
No.
Right?
Well, hang on. I'll check.
Check, because I've been able to drive. My serotonin is depleted by this rain. I'm running at about 1% of normal serotonin level.
Uh-oh.
This rain just kills
my mood.
It's
not the ecstasy that you're taking. No, yesterday I was a mess. Monday? Well, I played 3 hours of tennis Sunday night. I had to get all my tennis for the week in one night. And Monday, I was dead like that, Zuckerman. And it was raining. And I thought about, I just thought, I've been here long enough.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, if I had a year left to live,
most likely you do.
Yes, would you wear a woman's tennis whites with frilly underwear?
What kind of just weird to, comment is
just
that?
Wow. Just to entertain
that's a bizarre.
Me.
What are you really asking?
Yeah, what are you asking?
Yeah, Ferris, I want to see you dress up like a lady on the tennis courts.
Ugh. Backpedal.
So, according to the weather app in Los Angeles, it's going to rain tonight starting at 6 p.m., which is in 3.5 hours, and it's going to rain a little bit tomorrow morning.
And all the idiots, we need that rain because of the drought. Shut up. No.
No, that rain just goes into the ocean. Goodbye.
We need driving weather. We want to drive, and we need it sunny. And today's kind of nice. Still a little cold. But, I've got that metacycle, that Saunders metacycle, which I'm loving, which I drove with you guys, right? You weren't there. I drove
to follow you home and got lost.
Yeah, we had coffee with Jay Leno and Johnny, and who else showed up? Bill from the Malibu Kitchen,
and our friend,
formerly of the Malibu Kitchen.
You were there for 2 seconds.
Zuckerman was there.
Two seconds, right. Yeah.
And remember, I made the smart decision to drive out to Malibu with less than half a charge on the Metacycle?
Yes.
And then as I got there, I had 6 bars. I noticed I only had 2.5 bars left.
Not a lot of the meta. Not enough Metacycle, not enough Metamucil.
And it's got, that has an adapter that is a very specific electric bike motorcycle adapter that no one would have.
You can't plug it into the wall.
So I said to Johnny, I go, hey, would you follow me home? And Johnny was nice enough. He has his, what do you call that thing you get?
It's called a Rivian.
That Rivian. And I go, yeah. I go, but if I lose the charge, then what? He goes, well, we'll put it in the back. It's not that heavy. And I'm like, well, it's 400 pounds.
Yeah, pick it up, 2 guys. But the best part was, as we're leaving, Spike goes, I can't wait anymore, and you just ditch me.
And I started blasting. And what I didn't know about the Metacycle is there is a switch where I can turn off the headlight, but I didn't turn that off. I didn't put my phone on the phone charger, and right when I got to Pacific Coast Highway and Sunset, Temescal.
Yeah,
I took a left because I had one blinking red, and the instrument panel was all blinking red.
Yes,
and now I've got a ride. I called you and I said, Johnny, I don't see you behind me. What happened?
And I said, well, when you told me to make a left on Temescal, I was in the right lane looking for you, pulled over on the side of the road. So
yes,
I missed that.
That's
and
right.
Then it was all downhill from there. By the way,
people are going to want to know what happened.
Yes.
I got into Pacific Palisades proper with the blinking. I wasn't sure what's going to happen when I'm driving 40 and it just stops. I didn't know if the motorcycle would just stop. But as I pull onto the sidewalk to call you to go, hey, get behind me, because there's a golf tournament and there's Sunset there is just guardrails. There's no sidewalk. And so if I die, I am in the middle of the road.
You die.
A guy walks up to me and says, hey, that's pretty slick. Can you tell me about it? And I said, I don't have time. I'm running out of battery. Well, you don't have to yell at me. And then I took off. So he was upset. And it really was, it was fraught with peril because there was that Riviera Country Club golf tournament.
Which I ran into. Yeah.
And I made it somehow. I made it every time I would, you know, you're holding your breath for a mile of guardrails. And then I got up the street and the damn thing made it into my garage and then turned off just like that.
Yeah.
And it made me love the damn thing. Made me love it. Love it.
Fraught with peril.
There was something so fun about being on Pacific Coast Highway, being cold and it being silent. And I had that nice carbon fiber Bell helmet on. It was just silent. The only thing I wish I had was the AirPods and some Beatles playing. But what a creation that is.
He's done amazing work.
Yeah.
The first time I met him, I didn't know if he was legit or a crackpot.
Storm.
Yeah.
And he's both.
He's the real deal. You think he's a crackpot?
Any true inventor has to be a crackpot. I'm gonna make Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and I'm gonna fly this jalopy off the cliff.
Right.
But he wants to make electric bikes affordable, and this Metacycle, which is truly a middle step between a bicycle and a motorcycle, is fantastic. I'm in love with it. I love it. I hope they never pick it up. I want it.
So could you pedal it? I don't know anything about it.
Here's why I say a middle step.
Okay.
It's for the person who's in an urban environment, who's riding an electric bicycle already and wants something. Say they have a, you know, Sturo drive. They have a part of their drive that's a little faster than an electric bike can handle. You can get on quicker roads.
Okay. So there's no pedals. Sense? It's not a moped.
So you can be on 3 lanes of Olympic on 40.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I would do a short run on the 405, but I wouldn't do a long.
Is that thing legal on the 405?
Of course, it's
how
a motorcycle.
Quick is it? How quick or how fast can you go?
60 in the regular mode and 80 in the sport mode.
Oh, okay, that's
so pretty fast for something
but silent. And I've taken it. I take it to play tennis. My son Jack rode it the other day. He liked it. It was easy for him to handle. He's 15 now, and I guess he doesn't have his license. Though.
That's totally illegal. That's fine.
I know a good lawyer.
Nah.
But I find that I use it, like I took it to the farmer's market on Sunday and was able, because it's not very big, like a live wire, just pushed it up onto the sidewalk and walked it into the farmer's market and left it there. No one said anything. No one looked at it other than to say, that's nice. But it kind of, it's that middle ground like Surons are, that it's an electric motorcycle bike and it's a gray area. And if you live in a place where gray areas are okay, you can do a lot of fun things with them. What do you think, Jenny?
I just think you're going to break your arm.
You look like the Old Spice Man.
He does.
I smell like the Old Spice Man. I just don't want you to break your arm, Spike.
This is a public service announcement. Manscaped now has beard products.
Woo.
And is Ball going beard. Even further with their new Johnny Lieberman Beard Weed Whacker 2.0. You know they named something after you, Johnny?
I'm so excited.
Go ahead and tell the world you can. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming and traveling north of your South Pole with their revolutionary Beard Hedger Pro Kit. What beard are they talking about? This, plus their next-level car, ear, and nose hair trimmer, confirms they have all the best tools for your hygiene toolbox. Time for you to upgrade your game by going to Manscaped and use our code SPIKE20 for 20% off. What did you do with that beard kit they gave you?
Oh, I left it at your office.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to give that to you.
Yeah. But I need it because you know what? My beard trimmer is first time in 6 years broke.
Oh.
I bought it 6 years ago when I bought the house.
I'm going to get
just broke.
Well, their beard kit, beard shampoo, beard conditioner, beard oil, beard balm.
Need it.
Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Oh, there's my son calling.
Put him on the phone. Let's see what he wants.
Timing is everything. Dad, I'm on the sun door.
He's trying out for the tennis team.
Mm.
I don't want to put him on the spot. What if he didn't make the team?
He made the team. Everyone makes the team these days.
No, that's not the way it is. He's in a very highly competitive school. Anyway, you've got to go to manscaped.com to get 20% off and free shipping with our code SPIKE20. Manscaped.com, SPIKE20. Manscaped.com, SPIKE20. Go there. You want to support the podcast, support our sponsors. Manscaped has been with us for a long time. Let's talk about cars. There's a lot to talk about. I don't know if you guys noticed, and Zuckerman, I don't know if you saw it. This Porsche Track Your Dream app.
Mm. No.
It's part of the email. You saw a car, right?
Yeah, you can see where your car is.
So Porsche Clearwater, who's sourcing our cars now, sends an email and hooks me up for some, I guess, Porsche.com. I log in. It's got all our cars there, including the GT3 Touring. Mm. And it's got the GT3 RS, and it shows you where it's being built, where it's starting, the date it starts, where it goes, and it updates. So I get this email that says, your car has finished the first round of production. Our car, you and I, the GT4 RS.
This is like going for an ultrasound at the doctor's office.
It's better. It's better.
Yeah,
and
I click
these,
looks like.
I click these shots, and there are three shots of the car. There are three now. There were two coming out of paint. It on the assembly line in the Oslo Blue, and just today, and I'll post this right now, it coming out of the initial build sequence. It's pretty much built now, right? And I looked at it and I went, the angles are kind of weird on this. Do you suppose this is just any Oslo Blue car? Do they just take the same car and send everybody pictures? And I posted it, and two or three other folks had an Oslo Blue GT4 RS being built, and they had different wheels on it. So I knew these are the actual cars. Mike at Clearwater Porsche cleared up, said, "No, that's your car."
Who does this job? I want this job.
It's part of the machinery.
They probably have a camera.
The AI. It just snaps it. But he said we should have been getting these for the last year and a half. Any new car we've had gets these.
Where are they going then? Who's getting them?
I don't know why people aren't posting them. Right. Well, I posted them. Everybody freaked out. I freaked out. I wanted to share it with everybody. I thought it was cool.
Is it Sonderwunsch cars only?
No.
It's
your car. If you buy a car, I think they send you a picture of it when it's done. The computer knows how to follow it along. Now there, Zuckerman, it goes from there to special wishes into a different room.
Sonderwunsch.
So I'm going to, the picture you're seeing now on my Instagram, if you are looking, if you can look safely. Don't do it while you're driving.
Crash.
Do it while you're driving.
Do it while you're driving. Don't do it. Is before and notably the hood. I did a little special wishes on that hood.
That's right.
There's a little too much exposed carbon fiber for me. And
good
And I was talking to Pruny, and Pruny said, "Why don't you do what I did?" And I did. You're gonna love this car, Zuckerman. And Zuckerman said, "Let's do the sports seat, so it's got the right seats in it."
Good. Good.
What I said to you was, I don't want to argue about it. It's your connection with Clearwater. You made this happen.
No. Pick. It's yours too. They love all of us. They are fans of this show.
Are both our car sports seats?
No, you wanted to do the other seats in the GT3 RS, and nice. I agreed. Now, people want to know Plan Z. This is how you Plan Z. Jerry and I really wanted sports seats in the GT4 RS.
Right.
And after Johnny brought it by, I thought there's no other seat for that car. That's just what the personality of that car is. But on the GT3 RS, let's do the seats you want.
See, and this is Plan C. None of this is life or death. We don't die on any hills. Somebody wants something bad enough, they get it. If you don't care, you learn to say, I don't care.
That's right.
You don't fight about anything.
And you guys
shit.
Flip your Plan Z cars. They're not permanent forever cars.
Sometimes kept longer than others.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to the grave with this.
Zuckerman still has a GT2 RS.
That's going to be the last 991 I have.
Yeah.
Whoa, what, the Speedster?
Speedster's going.
No.
It's going to our friends at Clearwater.
No.
Oh, they bought it?
Yep. Wow. It's getting on the truck tomorrow, and they are on it. They are on it.
The truck,
I got a call from some guy. I don't know if he was in Bangladesh or where. I know you say, oh, and whoa.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Here's the thing about Plan Z. Somebody wants to sell. You generally all sell.
I understand.
You really want to get in a thing with valuation?
No.
Zuckerman was partnered in that car with someone else.
No, I know that. I've heard that story. I'm just saying.
It is one of the greatest cars.
What a sweet car. What a...
Well, I have good news. Hold on.
I would have kept the 911. I would have kept the R over the Speedster.
And the R is great, too. And you had the 4.0 twice. So you're
not... I know. I've had a lot of great cars.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
I still have a lot of great cars.
And you do.
So what? It's okay.
You're fine. I'm just saying.
Let me tell you why you're fine. It seems like only yesterday that Porsche took the wraps off the new 911 Speedster, right? It was 2019.
Guess what? Yes.
But a new report claims there is a 992 Speedster coming.
Yep.
The next iteration being readied for debut later this year. Car Magazine reporting that. Did you guys know this? I didn't know this.
It's even got some luggage space behind the seats.
Wait, there's pictures?
It. No, I read it.
I read it.
Porsche sports car icon set for debut at the 2023 Los Angeles Auto Show, where every good Speedster is debuted, right here in California. It's a California car. Wasn't that the whole idea behind the Speedster?
Yes.
California, right?
Yep.
Possibly with cameras to help eliminate the car's typical rear three-quarter view blind spots. Now, look, we'll get offered one of those, I'm guessing.
STs. We better.
We got to make some money.
I know a little bit about the ST, which we didn't know before.
Go ahead. Give it to us.
Well, I don't remember exactly what we said, but my sources say that it's the GT3 RS motor with a manual, and it's basically 911R once again.
Ooh. So more of a touring than the RS.
Yeah, but like less sound deadening. No, they're not worried about aero. It's going to have a beautiful shape. It's the big motor.
But the sound, but the 911R, Zuckerman, was a very benign car. I mean, it was a lovely thing to drive, but I don't remember that car being loud.
It had a good sound. It was overwhelming.
It had balance.
Nice sound. It felt light. It felt special.
It was
a delight to drive.
Yeah, but it's not going to be like the
GT3
RS and the GT4 RS, right?
It'll probably be at louder than the GT3 RS because it'll have the Gorilla Glass. But that's what they did with the R, was they took out some of the sound.
It should not be louder than that car. That car should be a monster. The GT3 RS should be a track monster.
It'll be a track monster, but I'm just, from what I understand, it'll be like the 911R, which had sound deadening removed and had some carbon parts inserted instead of metal parts, which just makes it louder. You know, metals.
Do you have a carbon plate in your head?
I have three carbon plates in my head. Why do you ask?
Well, I will tell you.
Yeah.
I will tell you. See, I let go of a Speedster, and another one's coming. The gods of cars are always going to place something else into my path.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not 100% positive that. I know.
I am.
ST.
I'm 100% positive.
You think they're going to let go of an opportunity to take money out of our pockets?
Oh, no. I'm just
on
saying.
On the 75th anniversary of Porsche.
They have perfected how to take the stuffing out of us.
I'm not saying they haven't perfected that. I'm just saying I'm not... I only heard one report about the Speedster. Maybe it's true.
No, it's true. It's common. Why wouldn't they, after the success of the last one, why wouldn't they do that?
They might, but the Speedster might come at the tail end. Who knows?
Of course.
Knows? You know.
Of course.
Yeah, who knows?
Why you got to be like that with your plate?
Be like what?
With your plate in your head like you know everything, but you know nothing, and you got to be negative Nancy.
Wow. Okay.
Don't cry.
I'll try not to cry. Lieberman. I'll try not to cry.
I'm laying off Lieberman today because he followed me home. It was very nice of him to do. So he gets one show reprieve.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's okay, let's save it all up then.
You might as well just insult me if I'm going to get a one show
reprieve. I'm not going to insult you. Oh, very kind of you to do.
All right.
Because I was scared. You know what? It's bothering me about this cold weather, Johnny, is we don't get to smoke cigars. Like, I haven't had a cigar in weeks.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
I can't smoke inside at my house. It's not allowed. They won't let me do it.
What about your office?
Ooh. I got two of those.
You can't smoke inside an office building in 2020.
No, in his garage, above his garage at his house.
Wait, that office?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Why?
There's an air intake for the HVAC.
Oh.
Yeah. So
stink up
the heat
whole
blows
house.
In and then it'll blow. My wife will be running up there so fast it'll be over.
Mm. She'll fly right up on a broom. It'll be done.
Wow.
Speaking of my wife.
Uh-oh.
Let's talk about every plate. Because it came. Whenever Every Plate sponsors us, you guys, they send me a big box of food, and it came this week. Do you want to cut down on food expenses? Get more bang for your bite with America's best value meal kit, Every Plate. Cheaper than grocery shopping, so you can count on great value week after week, plus only pay for what you need with pre-portioned ingredients. Want to get dinner on the table quicker? Try 15 minutes or less. Our new slate of recipes ready that only take 15 minutes or less to prepare. Choose from fast, flavorful options like pimento-style grilled cheese sandwiches and smoky cumin pork tacos.
Cumin pork.
Cumin!
Some cumin pork tacos.
And, let me tell you what got cooked up in my house. Look at this. I took a picture of it. It was so good. There was a caramelized onion meatloaf sandwiches, some pork tenderloin, an herb chicken with some spaghetti. Yummy, yum, yum. Get $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and enter the code SPIKE149. That's everyplate.com/podcast and enter the code SPIKE149. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast. Enter code 149. That's up to $110 value.
That's amazing.
And you can go to your Linktree. You can go to Linktree in my Instagram and see where all these codes are.
Impressive.
I can't even get them straight at this point. I can't even get them straight.
Let me tell you about my lunch today quickly, Ferriston.
Yes.
I went up to the Holloway House and I walked in there and it was so crowded. It's like the Soho House on Holloway, across from that IHOP that's been on Santa Monica Boulevard.
It's a member's house or something?
Yeah, yeah. So I go in there.
You belong there?
Yeah.
And so, what does it cost to join that joint?
I don't know.
And what do you get?
Everything. I got every house. So.
Right.
So it was some thousands of dollars.
Oh, so this is part of the Soho House family.
Right, right. So I walk in.
Who we trashed last week.
Yeah, exactly. I walked in there, and it was so crowded.
Yes.
And I said, can I get a table for one? And she said, in an hour. So I walked out. I made a left turn, and I walked down to Barney's Beanery.
Oh, nice.
And I haven't been to Barney's in over a decade, if not two decades. And I walked in there, and I have a really soft spot for that place. I spent a lot of days or nights drinking. And there in the 80s, I saw some day drinkers looking confused and lost in the sunlight.
Yeah.
And I said, God, it's cold because we're having this cold snap. Can I have some chili, please?
Record cold snap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they bought out, I think, what was tin Fancy Feast. Just it was so fucking foul. I still love Barney's, and I should have got a hamburger or something.
You don't go there for the food.
I know, but the chili was like, holy shit.
You're eating chili on a Tuesday, huh?
I just wanted something warm.
Yeah, yeah, I know, I get it. Everybody goes right to the chili. That came up last night in my house.
I was reading chili recipes all morning, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. First, it was served to me right out of the tin at about 60 degrees, and then could you warm it up? She said, is it not warm enough? I said, you know, it's like Jell-O right now.
You know what it is? I just wanted you to warm it up.
Yeah.
Is it not warm enough?
It's warm enough, yeah. But could you warm
nope.
it up?
Warm it up.
Yeah.
And then she took it away, and she said to me, cheers. And I said, they're going to spit in my, cat food.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
Well, now they are.
You can do a lot to back chili. There.
Yeah. But, okay. But
Johnny's right. That's a sports bar. You go there to drink and maybe eat some like cheese fries.
Yeah, they didn't ID when I was in high school.
I agree with you. It was sheer desperation.
But if they do call it the beanery, so you do expect that they get the bean right.
You just don't go there to eat.
100 years in business and that chili, 100 years of bad chili.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, like.
But I enjoyed the interior. The magazine, you know, it's got that little newspaper menu that looks like somebody put, you know, fried chicken cutlets on it to sop up yeah. the grease. You
wrapped
it,
up your
fish and chips. Everything was greasy and dirty. But I enjoyed seeing the daytime drinkers.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just saying, in high school, they didn't ID. So that was our, like, when we were in L.A., we'd go there. That was, like, the oh, wow. place. You know, we'd go try and, we'd watch, like, try and get into the Roxy, not be allowed in. You'd see Slash barfing behind a dumpster. Then you'd go to, wind up at Barnery's because they'd sell you Coors Light.
Barnery's. I went to Barnery's.
Well, you got, this is where you get the plate in your head.
I talked my way into a strip joint when I was 16.
15 for me?
Yeah. It was good.
Club Personal Touch on Long Island, Route 20, Route Jericho Turnpike.
Those are the good old days. You can just walk in. They knew I was a high school kid. They loved it. They thought it was great.
Yeah.
I still remember the stripper dressed as a nurse, and they're serving us like vodka and cranberry juice. And I'm like, this is living. And my friend who was with me was 2 years younger than me. He was 14.
Wow. Wow.
We went.
And then, I think I've told the story before, we went back to some sort of play rehearsal at the high school, and our girlfriends were there, and we told them the good news.
And it was not such good news.
They didn't like
your first lesson.
My first lesson in keeping my mouth shut. It was really bad news for them. It was really bad news.
I could see
they saw no victory at all.
Right.
They saw only...
You fooled the man. They didn't care.
Yeah, we were incredulous. We were like, what are they upset about?
Right.
We went up to the door, me, Bobby Bestersee, a couple of other guys, Dave Borghardt, and the guy was like, if you guys got enough balls to walk up here, you got enough balls to come in and see you know what. They were thrilled to let us in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never even thought to do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Back then, though, the drinking age in Massachusetts 18. Was 18, so you're already close, right?
But have you seen a 4 to 15-year-old lately?
Huh? No, I have a couple of them.
A couple 15-year-olds, yeah.
Can you imagine Jack rolling up to Club Personal Touch?
No, unless it has a propeller, he's not interested. That and the cross are his only real interest. Hey, let's talk about Adam Levine. Did you guys see this story? Let me set it up.
Yes.
Adam Levine. Here's the headline. Adam Levine, the singer from Maroon 5 and Instagram philanderer, accuses dealer of selling him phony Maserati in $1 million suit. Okay? Adam Levine alleges that the 1971 Maserati Ghibli 4.9 Spider he acquired has a fake serial number and build plate.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, did the Maserati Ghibli Spider, did they make that? Or is
yeah,
that
they
like,
did. They oh, made it. There were about 100 of them. They were the original Ghibli was a 4.7.
It's a Ghibli.
Yeah, the 4.7.
Ghibli.
The Ghibli Spider SS was punched out a little bit to a 4.9. They made about 130 or 140 of them. They're pretty rare. I don't understand $1 million.
But they would make, also, I'm guessing, do an aftermarket
version,
right?
Of course, just like they did.
The NARTs.
Like with the Daytona.
Yeah,
but
right.
But that 4.9 was the same motor as the Bora. So it was a regular production engine.
Right.
But the central issue, I mean, we used to look at those Daytonas and you'd see the word NART and you'd go, stay away.
Yeah.
That meant it wasn't made at the factory, right?
Well, some of them, you know, it was the Stramans or something.
Oh, yeah,
the convertibles,
right.
And the NART was North American Racing Team. That's different. So
were there any convertible Daytonas?
There were. They made a limited number.
Right.
And then there were a lot of aftermarket conversions where they tried to beef up the door sills. But yes, they probably chopped off the top of this thing, made him a convertible. I still don't understand the market dynamics of it because these cars are not all that valuable.
Okay, so here you go.
Here's what he says.
The singer alleges that his one of 25, so they're only 25.
Okay. Maybe that model year. Duckerman's right.
And I'm not going to say Ghibli. It's a horrible word. We're going to call the Maserati Ghibli is a counterfeit and is suing the classic car director dealer Rick Cole. Remember Rick Cole Auctions?
Oh, yeah.
That guy? For alleged fake documentation on the Maserati, according to the LA Times. He's suing to undo the close to $1 million deal or damages equivalent, which included a trade for two of his vintage Ferraris, a 72 Ferrari 365 GTC4. I've had one of those.
Wow.
That's 250 grand, maybe. Okay. A nice one, 300. And a 68 365 GTC.
Nice cars.
Yeah, if they were nice examples.
A 365 is a very limited number car. Because they were 275 GTC, then a 330.
Yes.
365 is the final iteration with the Daytona engine.
But it's a good trade if you're trading a fake car. You make out on that trade. Yes.
Essentially, he got cryptocurrency for his real currency.
Now, remember when he started, we don't know this, gentleman, but when he started collecting early on, we'd heard the story that he had kind of, and it happens to a lot of guys who have money and they're not paying attention. They don't know the car world. The wolves that exist in our automotive dealer world that jump.
Oh, yeah.
And they sold him a fakey 73 RS, or not a very good one that he had to undo that deal.
A black one.
Yeah, yeah. And now here he is again. He's got another one.
Boy, that'll really sour a guy on the classic car market.
Yeah.
Also, a weird trade. Two Ferraris for a Maserati seemed... I mean, look, the 4.9 Ghiblis are cool and all, but like...
I could see... I sold my 365 GTC4. It's fun, but it's a big daddy kind of powdery...
I know, but a 365 GTC seems to be something... Yeah, but... You want to keep unless you have seven others.
This Maserati Spider, if it's one of 25, is definitely... I would make that trade in a second. It's just it's more fun to
own. It's a very cool-looking car.
Yeah, and it's a cool-looking car, and you don't see a lot of them.
Some of the greatest exhaust pipes coming up the back at an angle.
Yeah, they go on forever.
Except it's not real.
What do you think it really was? Do you think it was a Chevelle?
But why would... I don't understand why Rick Cole wouldn't just unwind the deal and give him his cars back now.
Because Rick Cole was probably a consigner. He was probably held a consignment. He's probably a middleman. He may not, in fact, be... The creator, you know, who knows?
Here's what Rick Cole had to say in the article. Cole claimed to have found an authentic Ghibli 4.9 Spider that he described as good, in quotes, as a real 4.9 Spider.
What?
Which is an interesting word choice from the classic car dealer. Nonetheless, the lawsuit alleges that the build plate, VIN, and stampings on various parts of the chassis showed evidence that they were aftermarket add-ons to the car. Furthermore, aftermarket being a very important word, Zuckerman, the suit accuses Cole of making the alterations. Like, there's a fine line between aftermarket and stamping VIN, which is... a federal crime or a state crime?
Probably both.
Right?
Probably both. So, but this is interesting. It's as good as a real one. That was in the advertisement?
No, that's in the suit.
That's the statement.
His statement that he described this car as good as a real 4.9 Spider. So he is then acknowledging it is not a real one. It's as good as a real one.
No, but it's not.
I think this value is a little funny, but...
is that the car right there?
No, but Bill Warner, who runs Amelia Island, his sold in 2015. His was a 1970 4.7 for $797,500. I think they might have pushed that value up because it was like, thanks, Bill, for starting Amelia Island type pricing.
Oh, right.
But they, I know they went way...
There were two of them at Heritage Classic in kind of driver basket case condition. They had two real ones. This has to go back 12 years, if not a little longer. They had two, and they were asking around $200,000 to $250,000 for them back then.
Were they coupes or convertibles?
No, they were convertibles. Yeah. They both needed full restoration. So,
because I remember around then, 2015, the coupes hit $250,000, and I had a friend who bought one for $25,000. He was like, "Woo!" He bought like a vacation house. He was all excited. But the convertibles then suddenly were worth a lot more because they didn't make that many of them.
Hey, Spike, you could call up Adam and tell him I bought a Maserati 2 once. You had a bi-turbo.
A bi-turbo.
I got a bad Maserati also. It was only $25,000 though.
It never worked once, and I sued the factory for false claims. I'd like to have him on the show. I'd like to talk to him about his collection and, offer any sort of help that I could give him.
I'd like to talk to him about a few things.
About what?
He's apparently a big car guy.
And a big texter.
Oh.
Well.
See, we were saying, Zuckerman, that perhaps this is the universe meeting out justice to him, that this is how you can absolve yourself.
Yes.
For talking to ladies.
Now you're publicly humiliated just
and
like
by the way,
your
what,
wife was.
What did he do? He just
flirted.
He just flirted?
Well, I mean, you know, that's what came out. I'm sure he did a little bit more, but.
We don't know that.
We don't know that. I'm just guessing.
His wife seems to be fine with it. I don't think she had a problem with it. She seems very happy. They seem like a very happy family.
Yeah. These are how she gets more jewelry. That's how jewelry is made.
Jewelry.
Jewelry.
She should get a lot of jewelry. Remember the Kobe Bryant diamond?
$4 million ring.
Yes.
The Kobe Bryant diamond is the precedent for that.
Yes.
That's what you do when you screw up. Kobe Bryant diamond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why these guys continue with these frauds, Zucker. I mean, you and I have seen a lot of them. We've had friends who were involved. Sometimes we were involved. You had a
my Jaguar.
A Jaguar that was two different cars welded together, right?
Yep. The front clip was a 67. The rear was a 68. I had a special car. It was a two-year. It was a one-of-a-kind two-year car.
Nice.
A one-of-a-kind.
Rare. One-of-a-kind. One-of-one. Two-year car.
Rare bird. Rare cat.
Yeah. I've told you the story about Tech Auto in my hometown. Yeah. The FBI raided them because they were doing that. They were arrested for welding cars together.
Yeah.
Our friend from New York just had that happen. That was his Aratium Green Speedster.
Oh, that story.
The front end of that car turned up in a collection on the East Coast, yet somehow this dealership sold him that car and said it's all original. Allegedly. They had to unwind that deal.
And now I hear other rumors.
That car's for sale, too. Yeah, don't buy it.
For sale, don't buy it.
And Our advice is don't buy it. That's my opinion. Don't buy it.
And make sure you have trusted. If you're going to consign a car for sale, and there's a few places out there, that you got to look at Yelp. Do some Googling. It's not that hard to find these days and see that places have a history of being sued or complaints that they say, oh, the car is sold, sign over the title to us, and then they take that and they sell your car or they collateralize your car, and they keep the money.
You know, Sam Cabiglio, I always say his name wrong, who's found cars for me for many years, for Jerry. That's the one thing, when I watch him make these deals, he's like, that you always hold on to this title. The last moment of a deal is the money transfer and then the title transfer.
Right.
You never do it out of that order. Get the money, transfer the title. You can show proof of title, but don't hand that thing over. Do not sign it until the money is yours. It's very wise.
Good advice.
The other day we were hearing a story about that.
That's right. I'll tell you another sad story.
Go ahead.
My partners bought himself an Impala. He got it. He parked it outside. He just purchased
a vintage
Impala from the early 60s.
Wow.
The pink slip was in the glove box. The car got stolen, and then it was registered.
Oh,
and the thief!
Really?
Oh yeah. What's he gonna say? What are the police gonna do about that?
Right.
It was there. It was signed. You can't. How are you gonna prove that?
So what is he going to do?
He ended up not being able to do anything. He had to suck up.
Just
the
a total loss.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't leave the title in the car.
Oh wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. It was one of those.
He doesn't want to go. Hey, talk on the mic.
He was parked on the street for one night, and the car got jacked.
He doesn't want to go visit the new owner?
Okay. No, that's not a guy you'd want to visit and say, I want my car back.
Why not?
You'd get a knuckle sandwich if not.
A knuckle sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some food for you.
Yeah.
It's a knuckle sandwich. Aren't there people who can handle that?
What do you want to do? You're a lawyer. You really want to hire a heavy, go there and kill that fucking guy?
You know, someone back in the day on Runyon Canyon there when I lived right there, sister was taking mail out of my mailbox and started washing my checks. You know that story?
Yeah, I know.
And I talked to John, my production partner, and he goes, I know a guy who can handle this private investigator. He goes, the bank call you about it? I go, yeah, I got the guy's address. He's right there on the other side of La Cienega, down in that little pocket of Hollywood, East Hollywood, where it was a little more dangerous. And he goes, okay. He goes, I'll give you the guy's number. I tell him the story. The guy he calls up. I tell him the whole story. I give him the address. And he goes, okay, there's a couple things I can do here. I don't know if you want to know what I'm going to do. I go, now I kind of definitely need to know what you're going to do.
Right. I got motorcycle
I'm working on this
pricing.
Show, and like it's pretty popular, and I would not want any bad press. He goes, okay, well, I'll go there. When he answers the door, I'm going to hit him. That's the first thing. Then I'm going to break his arm. I'm going to break the arm he used to wash the checks and to write the checks. And I said, all right, stop.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not doing
Don't do that one. Yeah.
I go, is this really what private investigators do? And he goes, all the time. He goes, what are you afraid of? He's not going to call the police. He's going to take it because he's a piece of shit.
Where is this guy now?
Yeah.
I don't want to say his name. But yeah, he's one of those TV guys, TV PI guys that, wow. that John uses in those reality shows. But like wow. for real. And I said, look, I appreciate that you're advocating on my behalf, sir. But
advocating.
Physically advocating.
Advocating.
It's fine.
But I've
it's
watched fine. A lot of police dramas, and sometimes you hit them, they fall, and they die, and then I go to jail.
That's right.
That won't happen. Can you guarantee me that won't happen? No.
They'll come back and hit you.
For some reason, I cared that he was stealing from me, but now... Now I don't.
Now it's water under the bridge.
It's water under the bridge. Our next partner is Athletic Greens. I take AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. I gave AG1 a try because I wanted better gut health, increased energy, immune support. I hated taking pills and vitamins. I just wanted something simple that I could put in water and drink it before I work out. That's right. It's hard for me to keep up with supplement routines. That comes with a bunch of different bottles and different products. It's hard to know where to start with supplements and who to trust, but AG1 makes that so much easier. Very quickly, I noticed that it helps me, and I want to share some of those benefits with you. Improved digestion, hair, skin, supports sleep. Why take a bunch of different things when you can just mix one scoop of powder in once a day? Check it out. If you're looking for an easy way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs. With your first purchase, go to athleticgreens.com/spike911. athleticgreens.com/spike911. Check it out. Support us by supporting our sponsors. Just go there, athleticgreens.com/spike911, and check it out. Free one-year supply, vitamin D, 5 free travel packs. All right, what do we have left here? What's going on?
What's going on?
No, I was going to brag that Savannah Guthrie has tested positive for COVID for a third time.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and had to exit the Today Show this morning, and I haven't had it once yet. Still, I have. I'm now down to just a small group of folks who have not had this.
$1,000 by the end of this year?
What do you mean? Ooh. Come on.
Come on, $1,000.
Another bet?
Yeah, by 12/31, $1,000 that by the end of 2023, you'll have it.
Johnny, what should I do?
Everyone I know who's never had COVID is suddenly getting it.
It
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
It is true.
Why are you lost your $2.
I lost my $2.
You lost $2.
Did you ever give me that $2?
I gave you the $2.
And you're going to talk him out of making the bet?
No. I'm just saying. But let me talk.
Go ahead.
But Spike seems to be able to beat all the odds. You know, he's got special his super deeds. Genetics.
I can tell you right now, I'm using no precautions. I go
or
to the
anything.
Gym all the time. I'm avoiding like parties. Like I get invited to these like the drinking things. I don't go to them.
Could you start going to parties?
I may want to in the summer.
When your movie premieres.
I've been in movie theaters while we test the movie.
No. But when your movie premieres and
then there's
Netflix
a premiere, there's
forcing
booze
you.
And people spitting in your face.
I'm in control of whether we do that or not.
But you're going to do it.
Why do I have to?
To promote the movie.
Nah, they promote themselves.
No, they don't. You got to go on tour.
You just turn on Netflix. It'll be there. It's there. Yeah. Well, you don't have to do anything anymore.
I don't know. $1,000 sounds good.
It's also February, right? Come on.
Oh, Ferriston, all you're bragging about, you have a natural
Look, here he
immunity.
Goes. He's winding
you
me up.
All, come on, put your money where your mouth is.
If the listeners are interested in redoing that bet, I'll do it again.
They will be interested.
We'll
they
see.
They will want to see the bet.
We'll see.
Would you bet $10,000?
Ooh, fuck. That's a big bet.
$10,000.
That's even.
You know, it wasn't pleasant taking your money. It's not fun.
You think it was pleasant giving it to you? Oh, listen to that. It wasn't pleasant taking it. Yeah. He took it. Fucking pocket.
Listen,
I would have been pleasant taking your money. Let's not be liars here. Come on. Be honest.
Well, let me consider this. But that's a good bet.
I can see the pleasure. $10,000?
I sort of think you will win this one. I think my luck is running out. Someone I know I thought for sure wasn't went down. My brother went. Everybody's gone down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is everyone
suddenly?
Your brother
suddenly... goes out at night,
huh?
Your brother goes out at night.
He's at SNL. He listens to the show. Hello, Wally. He's around a lot of people.
He's at SNL.
He's at parties. And
is his real name Wallace?
No, he has asthma. When we were kids, we shared a little bedroom, so I called him Wally the Weasel. And then it's
what's his real name?
Christopher. We're named after saints. I'm Michael. Spike my brother's Wally. Christopher. My sister is
Elizabeth. I'm named after Saint too. Saint Paul.
Yeah. Saint Paul.
Yeah, why aren't you Saul? I've always wanted to ask you that.
I was supposed to be Akiva or Conrad, but my parents thought that maybe no one would know I was Jewish by giving me the first name Paul.
Paul Zuckerman?
Yeah.
His nephew's going to know.
I knew a guy. His name was Max Stein. He was from Belarus, and he was telling me one day, he goes, yeah, my real name's Epstein, but when I came here, I changed it to Stein. I go, why? He goes, to sound less Jewish. And I go,
oh, right.
I go, sure. What? He goes, where I'm from, Stein's a German name.
He's well, like, not here.
Yeah. I was like, wow. So...
You know, this morning, I get so crazy, you know, I turn on the computer and I want to do a little work, right? And something, Yahoo, I've told you, I've got that old address, I'm on Yahoo, and aside from the older ladies taking off their clothes on it, Elizabeth Hurley and Polina Poroskova's, another nude selfie. There's now car content and watch content, and now all of these watch collabs, I'm learning about them too late. So Unimatic, one of my favorite Italian Navy brands.
Just looking at one this morning.
They put out a South Park watch. Did you see this?
No.
They made 100 of them. I immediately went to the Unimatic site and are already gone. Because
South Park.
Yeah. It's got Cartman on the dial and it's got a light blue. It's really fun. I always wanted a Mickey Mouse watch, but I never wanted a Mickey Mouse watch.
Yeah,
I wanted
something
stupid. And Cartman
Snoopy.
Is,
yeah.
It's a child molester's watch.
No, we watch. Cartman is. I'm not the one asking people to dress up in ladies' tennis outfits, my friend.
She's loved tennis so much.
Huh?
Like, you're like a tennis lady.
I just like to work out. But wait, these collabs. Then there was a Seiko. There's this company called Rowing Blazers. And they did a series of these really cool Seikos, Seiko 5s. And there's one that had all the yachting flags on it for the little... Immediately gone. They're already gone.
There's a
Because they're only making 100 of them or something.
There's a Seiko, some Japanese TV show collab that was announced today, but they haven't gone on sale yet. You can get it's like FDR, Federal Defense Reserves.
Making me
Reserves.
Crazy. Well, as quickly as one comes up, another one comes up.
After having
Ronnie Chang on the show, someone, that guy in D.C. there, who we were talking about, immediately sent me another Bruce Lee Seiko. He goes, here's the perfect one.
Oh, did you get it?
As soon as it enters the inbox, I told him, I go, I'm circling like 10 things, and they keep coming up faster than I can buy them, and that tells me not to buy them.
Right.
Because that means I'm going to be buying something every week, and why would I just be you know what I mean? It's kind of taking the fun out of it. Vintage is different, but these collabs are everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, I somehow was able to make my brain hit the brakes and like not. I saw a watch today I really wanted and I just didn't buy it. Oh, it was just like a A1, A11 World War II sort of reissue type thing. You know, a field watch. And I just saw one and it was cool. You know, it was the right company. It was like, I don't know, $179. It's a little cheapy quartz thing, but it looks just like what a soldier would have been issued in 1942.
When we would say, let's synchronize our watches.
Yes. Yes.
You have synchronize our watches for the attack.
Do you have a number like of watches where you go, all right, it's getting dumb?
I've got probably 50 watches and I wear about 2. So
that's dumb.
Yeah. Look what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah. You still have that horrible strap on it.
No, I switched it. This is Swatch Omega. I wear it nonstop.
Yeah, but
nonstop.
But get the good strap.
Well,
the strap is so shitty.
I have the Horus strap. I need a new orange Horus strap.
Okay.
But it's winter, so I put on the original black one so I can work out in it.
But it's so uncomfortable.
It's not for me. No, it's perfect.
Oh, my wrist.
I love it.
My wrist is itchy just looking at it.
Well, hairy ham hock
wrist.
No, but
yeah, that's Velcro why. On. He's got Velcro on his wrist.
It's perfect for work. I'm just working out more than you are. You don't understand.
Oh, I'm not working out. Yeah. You're doing great.
I'm out sweating.
Yeah, but rubber.
I want something that I don't have to worry about, and I bang it around. It really is one of the greatest watches I've ever owned.
They're great. I was trying to buy a Mars today also. For guys not buying anything, I was trying to buy watches all morning.
See, that's what I'm trying not to do.
Yeah.
I love this so much. Immediately, I'm trying to buy a second one. And as we've learned, Zuckerman,
Two doesn't double your pleasure.
It doesn't double your pleasure.
No, it doesn't. And in fact, it might subtract from your
pleasure. Yes, and you start to get anxiety about which one do I wear. And you just keep the one. So I'm learning.
So do I sell? Because I've got, I could sell, $25,000 worth of watches.
Do it.
Four watches.
Do it, and then lend me some money.
Yeah, I'll lend you some money.
Okay. Here's what you do. You want to know my plan, Johnny?
Yes.
This is what I do. Anything that is, let's say, in the $5,000, I'll throw it up on eBay.
Yeah.
Right? I'll just put it up there and sell it. Anything that's in that, that weird lower bracket of, let's say, $1,500 or less, it's kind of impossible to sell.
Yeah.
Eventually, your wife is going to come to you and go, hey, school auction. I need some stuff for the school auction. And you auction off Johnny Lieberman's watch.
Yeah.
Spike's car, right? You give it to him, you write it off.
Right.
The wife's happy. The watch goes out the door. That's somebody smart. Gets it. You just donate them or you hand them off to
somebody. Wasn't even thinking about selling those. I have so many G-Shocks and Casio and those type of watches. I don't even think about those as watches, but I have a bunch of watches that are worth between $4,000 and $9,000 that I'm just really? Not wearing. I'm
yeah,
just not wearing.
How many?
Huh?
How many?
Where do you keep them? They're in my secret
hiding spot. Let's call that guy, Ferrison. Let's call the guy that knocks on the door and socks you in the face.
Or you give them away. You put them on your Instagram.
I'm not going to give them away.
Why How about
not?
A raffle?
Because they're worth $9,000.
How about a raffle?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that.
Why not a raffle?
Maybe a raffle. Maybe raffle. I'm not giving fun. Away. Sorry.
I don't know if they're legal raffles, but you should do it.
I don't know if I'm going to tip off.
Thanks for your advice.
The police. Hey, did you guys hear that Porsche and Cadillac are putting 3 cars each into the Le Mans?
Yes.
I'm more excited about Porsche. They really want to win, right?
Because does Cadillac.
Because this is the 75th anniversary, right?
Or the 100th of Le Mans, I think.
No, the Porsche brand.
Oh, sorry.
No, hold on. Let's back
up. Sorry, it's the 100th Le Mans.
The 75th anniversary of the Porsche brand. And this year is apparently very important to them. This is one of the only races I really dig. And they're going to enter these, what are they called? 963s.
You
know this car?
Yeah, I ran at Daytona. Yeah.
Twin turbo V8s. 4.6 liter engines. They got a little electric engine in there.
Did very poorly at Daytona. Cadillac came in second.
Engine speed maximum, 10,000 RPMs, which is pretty hot.
Yeah, they don't sound like anything. The Cadillacs sound good.
With a maximum of 110 decibels when passing, that sounds like something.
Except the Cadillacs make 130. So the Porsches did really poorly at Daytona. I think it was Acura was 1 and 2, Cadillac was 3rd, 4th, then Porsches, then BMW. According to everyone I talked to, though, however, Porsche and Cadillac were both sandbagging because they didn't want to tip their hand for Le Mans because that's the real prize. So it will be interesting.
What is Cadillac?
Who gives a shit about Cadillac? Who cares?
The cars are awesome looking.
I shouldn't have even mentioned Cadillac. I don't want to talk about Cadillac. I want to talk about Porsche. I want to talk about these cars.
I can tell you about both the cars. I've seen them. I saw them practice.
I don't want to talk about the Cadillac.
Okay.
I am not remotely excited about Cadillac being at Le Mans. I'm just not.
A cooler engine, 5.5 liter naturally aspirated V8.
Who cares? It's a big who cares.
Well, people that like to go watch racing care because it sounds like.
Let's go to the kids' bedroom and look at the Cadillac posters
on
their wall.
Cadillac. The Cadillac race car is gorgeous.
Johnny, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to. This is a Porsche centric broadcast.
Yeah, but who are interested in other cars, Ferris? And I'm going to side with Liebeswein.
They don't want to hear about the Cadillac.
Let's
talk about the 963. Let's talk about that car first before we switch gears.
Competitive, shockingly, even though it had the most development miles.
So they are sending 3.
Yeah, they had 2 at Daytona
and a 4th privateer car. Is what they have.
Yeah,
3 factory backed cars.
Yep.
And they want to win.
Sure.
And it sounds like you don't think they're going to.
Well, it was surprising because they had just real quick, that car, all those cars, they all have to use the same transmission and hybrid motor. And so a lot of testing was required for this series. Porsche did more testing than anybody, and they had very disappointing race results, which is uncharacteristic for Porsche. Acura, who might have overplayed their hand and gone too fast, they wound up winning. And I think they were 1-2. And Cadillac was leading for a long time and then screwed up their pit strategy. But the Acuras were blindingly fast, and the Porsches were, and the BMWs, which everyone knew would kind of be a disaster, surprised everybody by one of them finishing. And it might have, one of the Porsches didn't even finish, of the two Porsches. So I think everybody, including me, was disappointed by how the Porsches did. If our friend Scott Dixon, who drove one of the Cadillacs you don't care about, when I talked to him at the race, he was saying that, like, yeah, we didn't really get to open them up, but we will.
Is he racing at Le Mans this year?
Yeah, of course.
Well, if he were to put a Zuckerman head on that car, then I might change my mind about Cadillac.
He put a Zuckerman sticker on his race helmet at the race in front of me, and he podiumed. So
I'm talking about Le Mans.
Okay,
is a different thing. This is Le Mans.
Yeah,
if he puts a Zuckerman head,
he will.
Then perhaps I would root. But here's a real bet.
If
here's
he podiums, he'll get $1,000 from me. Send him $1,000. Scott, you tell him I said that.
You get a Richard Mille and $1,000. Yeah. Zuckerman.
There. Now there's the bet.
Yeah.
There's the bet of the show.
Wow.
If he podiums with a Zuckerman head, he gets $1,000. And I think a side bet, the Porsches beat the Cadillacs.
I'll bet you $1 the Cadillacs beat the Porsches.
Okay.
All right.
Let's make it interesting, though. Not $1. $100.
$100? All right. I'm good for $100.
But let's decide now what it means. Beating. We have three cars, three factory cars.
Here's all I'm saying. If it's Porsche 1, Cadillac 2, you win. If it's Porsche 7, Cadillac 8, and you still win.
Okay.
If it's Cadillac 1 and Porsche 2, I win. If it's Cadillac 7, Porsche 8, I still win.
Okay, separate question. That's a bet. We're on.
$100.
Who do you think will actually place 1?
I think Cadillac with Scott Dixon.
Doesn't Audi usually do?
Audi's out. So
they're out.
It's those four. It's Porsche, Cadillac, BMW, and Acura, and then Lamborghini. And there's one more, and I can't remember.
Yeah.
Like Nissan or Toyota or somebody's going to be in it.
I don't want to root against Scott Dixon. He's a friend of the show.
Yeah, his Cadillac is.
So I'm going to root for him, Scott. I'm going to root for you, but I'm going to bet against you.
Okay, Scott, I'm rooting for you and betting for you on you. Now we're saying Cadillac Porsche. So if another Cadillac wins,
why wouldn't Scott go on the Porsche team?
Because he wants to be on the winning team, Team Cadillac.
Wow. All right, this is great. This is exciting. This is June, by the way.
This is June. I'm going to try and be there. By the way, when he put the sticker, the Zuckerman sticker on the back of his helmet, he pulled it out. I walked up and said, hey, man, what's up? And he pulled it out of his pocket and put it on the back of the helmet.
Does he have enough?
I have enough. I'll make sure he gets them.
He's been a guest of the show. He took me around the Long Beach Grand Prix with my family. He's a fantastic guy.
He's the best. The best.
Smart.
Porsche fan.
Got my sticker.
Likes Rolexes. He's in the club.
Most winningest driver in the history of IndyCar.
I can't bet against
Beat Andretti.
I can't bet
you
against
just bet against him.
I can't.
Oh, you're backing out already?
I can't.
Are you backing out of a bet?
Wow. It's been 90 seconds.
You can't do that.
90
seconds? I can't?
No.
All right.
Once you make a bet,
I feel bad. I don't want to bet against
Scott. After you bet, you go back up to the horse race. You go back up to the cage and say, I want my money back.
I'll give the money back. I'll stay in the bet.
Dog track, Zuckerman.
Yeah, the dog track. Can you come back up there? I want my dollar. I need my dollar back.
Where I went for Christmas.
I even bet Christmas. $100. I like to bet $1 because I hate betting.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Betting isn't pleasant, but it's too late.
It's a disease.
Another disease.
It is. I don't get it. I'm not happy winning or losing. I'm not. I learned that about myself.
I'm very happy winning.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love winning.
My whole career is gambling. Some guy falls down on a banana peel. Can I get money? I'm going to bet on myself.
All right. Before we go, Zuckerman, have you ever had an actual banana peel case?
I actually have.
A guy slipped on a banana peel.
One in 30 years. One in 30 years.
Tell me, what was it?
Did you win?
So wait, what happened?
Well, it was a supermarket and there was a banana peel on the ground.
And he called you and he said, I slipped on a banana peel.
And we all had to put down the phone for a second and say, it finally happened. finally got it. We finally got the banana peel case.
For a personal injury lawyer, that's it.
It's the holy grail.
It's the holy grail.
You can hang it up after that. You get a golden banana peel and you hang it up.
Did you win?
Of course.
Wow.
Wow.
We recently won a case, Ferriston.
I only want to hear about the banana peel.
A kid puked on the ground in front of the meat counter. And within 2 minutes, my client came along and fell in it.
Mm-hmm. And the supermarket's position was, we didn't know. We didn't know. We didn't have notice. It was only 2 minutes.
Yes.
And my whole theory was that puking is not a silent act.
Oh,
in
no.
fact, on the video, the guy behind the deli counter was there, and I know what he thought. I'm not cleaning up that kid's puke.
Right.
I'm out of here.
So what do? Do you say this to the opposing counsel on
basically,
the phone?
Basically, we had a court decision. They went to court they in front of the court. Judge and said, look, it's 2 minutes and 19 seconds between the puking and the person falling. As a matter of law, you shouldn't let this case go forward. And we basically said, puking's not a silent activity. You always know what you hear when someone pukes. And the guy's right there. And they ended up paying us six figures. I always take cases involving puke. It just appeals to
me. Watch on the security cam. You see the man peel the banana and eat it and toss the peel onto the ground. And now comes my client. Slips and falls.
Dr. Howard.
Wow.
That's some Three Stooges.
There video of the guy slipping on the banana?
No, but there was video of the guy slipping on the puke. And
it'll be emailed to you.
And then we have another one. So a lightly used hot dog at Costco ended.
And what happened to it?
A lightly used hot dog.
What do you mean, a lightly used hot dog?
Only one bite was out of it. Only person only got one bite out of the hot dog and dropped it on the ground right at the front entrance where the person's checking your Costco membership cards and people are walking on this hot dog and it's fucking ground up like sausage.
This is he's turning a ground one bite hot dog ground like sausage into beautiful Porsches.
Wow. Yeah.
What a business.
I'm in the perfect job.
What a world, Zuckerman.
Slightly used hot dog.
My favorite though.
This guy takes a bite, doesn't like it, throws it down, and you get a new
speedster.
You get a new speedster.
Yes.
He doesn't know he's planting a new speedster for Zuckerman. Drops it that day.
Oh.
And across town, Zuckerman, bing, I got a new BMW.
Look, it's like, look, the guy's right there. And there's a store, there's a customer telling the security guard, hey, look at the hot dog mashed up. And the guard is like, that's not my job. I'm not the janitor.
Right.
I don't want to touch that shit. Why would he want to touch it? His job is to look at the cards. So everybody's dodging it like the plague until Our Lady comes along and goes flying.
Now, Spike, if you can avoid
the door
COVID,
closing on her body,
if you can avoid COVID until December, you can get some of that hot dog money.
Hot dog money, mine.
Lightly used hot dog.
Lightly used hot dog money is better than actual money, right?
Yeah. So, you know, can you imagine? You buy that whole hot dog; it's a whole $1.50 at Costco. You get one goddamn bite and it's on the ground.
You're making more money off Costco hot dogs than Costco.
That's right. It's loss leader for them, but a profit center for me.
Oh my. All right.
What kind of an asshole walks away from dropping his hot dog?
I mean, name different kinds of food, you would be able to tell me if you've made money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
give me some.
Spilled ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember Thrifty?
You shut him down?
I shut down Thrifty, yeah. A lot of spilled ice
cream. If I mention a food, can you say the car you bought with it?
Spilled clam chowder.
E34. Okay, we have had spilled soup and we've had soup spilled on people.
Oh, I've done
here's
that.
Here's some nice hot soup for you, sir.
I did that.
All over your face.
I was a waiter. I did that right on.
he's pointing and laughing.
I did that when I was a waiter for 2 weeks. I dumped soup at the the Olive Garden. It was horrible.
And that hometown buffet was sure good for money before they went bankrupt.
I don't understand how lawyers can't get jobs. I mean, it seems like personal injury is an endless amount of work for people that you should go into personal injury law, right? Or not?
People don't have the mind for it. They weren't raised by my mother, Marilyn Zuckerman,
you gotta
screaming
think.
The whole time, eat over the sink, you're going to drop something. What's the matter with you?
Spaghetti.
I had a PhD. I had a PhD in what you shouldn't do by the time I was 17 and left home.
And now you apply that to the company.
Absolutely.
You're doing this all
wrong.
Thing.
All day long, I just point out why someone's stupid. That's all, and then I get money. What, are you stupid? You give these people hot dogs to walk around? When I was a kid, if you walked around, went to a store with something to drink or eat, they'd throw you right out. There was a sign in the store, no food or drink. Now they say, come to the store and eat. Wander around getting thousands of dollars worth
of merchandise. My favorite ones are the sinks and the toilets falling off the wall with your clients.
Oh, that's the best. That's Zuckerman's.
That's
real,
common.
That's his real specialty.
But you learn that sinks are supposed toilets. To have...
I'm a plumber.
It's supposed to withstand a certain amount of force because people do like lean on the sink to take their contact lens out. And instead, they're eating ceramics. Wall mounted toilets. They got to hold 500 pounds. I had a guy, ride the toilet
injuries.
Like... Well, I've had dumpster injuries. Oh, yeah.
All right, we got to end the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's it. We'll save that for another show. Yeah. Spike's dumpster injuries.
Cemetery injuries.
Oh, that's a good one.
Falling into open cemetery.
Really? I remember the story of the stone falling on the husband.
I got another one recently, too. She went to pick a flower. The grave next door was still open. And she fell in.
God.
Getting the head start on things, huh?
Oh, man. Broken sidewalk.
All right. That's the show. Johnny, have a nice trip. Where are you going?
I'm going to Florida.
Oh, to visit the family
stuff? No. I'm going to fly into Miami, and then we're going to drive classic BMW cars, meaning...
What?
Meaning Zs, the first Z up to the modern Zs.
First Z3?
First Z3, M Coupe, and also the original X5s, the 4.4.
Those are cool now.
They are cool.
They look good. Original BMW, and if you get one at a 4.4 IS, they're kind of hot.
So we had a choice between that, but I've never driven the 4. I've heard nothing but great things about the original 4.4, but they also had the Neiman Marcus 4.6, the first Neiman Marcus dream gift or whatever.
Right.
I picked the 4.4 just to drive the original.
I think so, if you get the IS. But it's really turning into a classic. I saw one the other day, what was the first year, 3 or 4?
2003.
Yeah, and I'm looking at that design going, they kind of nailed that.
And the other thing is, it's smaller than a current
X3. Absolutely.
So they're not big, and it had a V8.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're doing that. We drive around Florida for 2 days, wind up at Amelia Island, do the whole Amelia Island, and I'm back on Monday, so...
Don't drive into any drainage ditches.
Oh, Amelia.
Yeah, Amelia.
We're skipping a lot of Porsche events, Arkham.
Should we go?
We didn't go to the Porsche.
Don't go because you don't have a room.
We didn't go to the Porsche lit show. Didn't even occur to me to go.
I was going to go and it was just raining so much.
Remember the time we went?
We were there right when the pandemic started and we laughed. There's not going to be a pandemic. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And you were looking at those travelers.
Yeah.
Going, I wonder if they have it.
And they had it.
And then we went down there and just laughed. We're not going to get sick.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars later, you're still not sick, and I've had it twice.
Yeah, but now I wouldn't go there. Now I don't want to be down there. I remember the air has always been stale and dry in that thing.
That's how I felt about it.
I kind of missed it.
I enjoyed that one time we went to Amelia with Jerry, and I did your show, Car Matchmaker.
Yeah, we did Car Matchmaker.
Remember, we left the restaurant, and there wasn't enough room in your car, and I got into a car with a guy.
Yeah, that's right.
I realized he had a full glass of red wine in his crotch.
That's very Amelia Island.
And he was driving.
Sure. He was already drunk. He was repeating himself
he was
at dinner.
Driving at maybe 6 miles an hour, halfway on the shoulder, with wine slopping onto his balls.
That was a good trip.
Yeah.
And we hung out with Charlie and David Gooding. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that
and then
was
the
fantastic.
Hotel guests started complaining about us. We were smoking cigars at 2 in the morning.
And talking they said, too loud.
You got to shut up. You got to shut up.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was
That
fun.
Was a fun trip.
Yeah, it was a good trip.
Next year. Go next year. Podcast from there.
Well, it's this weekend, right?
It's this week. Well, if you don't have hotel rooms, forget about it.
That's easy.
No, they're all gone.
For us? For men like Ferris, then?
I mean, I know he's special.
My friend from New York wants to go to Amelia. Whether he actually shows or not, it's a different story. But he's just got to drop down. Right,
I can use my name.
You guys are living in a world I don't even understand.
Well, you're in the car industry. You couldn't get a room? At the last minute?
No.
Yeah, they hold some rooms.
Though BMW booked the rooms a year ago. That's why I have a room.
So you call BMW.
But that's Amelia Island is if you're not.
What are you doing there? Just looking around?
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. I'd have to pull out my phone and tell you. But there's a whole bunch of activities. You know the people that do the bridge in Connecticut? It's a big, it's a really cool curated car show.
Mm-hmm. Vaguely, New Haven, something.
Yeah, Greenwich. It's on a golf course, but it's really cool cars.
Swiggins, Peabody.
At the bridge.
It's like Swiggins Kids. It's that kind of thing. You know what I mean? They'd have it's not like pre-war. It's like Testarossas and Kuntashi type stuff. But anyways, they're doing an event there, which I can't remember the name, but they're really nice people and they're always inviting me and I get to go. And, well, you know, there's a dinner. They're honoring somebody. I think
it'll be fun.
Yeah, Jeff Gordon maybe. So it's a real Florida thing.
Florida.
If you see Johnny Lieberman out there, tell him to wash his beard.
Oh, how dare you?
How dare and if you can, try and swab it.
Yeah.
Try to swab his beard. And
maybe
then
don't do any of that. Just come up and say hi and tell me how I look so much thinner in real life.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't anymore.
All right. Well, have a nice trip. Yes. Duckerman and I will be here. We'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Bye. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.